This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO successfully launched India's heaviest communication satellite CMS-03 GSAT-7R from Sriharikota this evening. The most advanced communication satellite for the Indian Navy was launched on a LVN-3 M5 rocket from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Andhra Pradesh's Sriharikota. The ISRO then successfully achieved the separation and injection of the satellite into a geosynchronous transfer orbit. CMS-03 would strengthen Indian Navy's space-based communications and maritime domain awareness capabilities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Indian Space Research Organization, saying the successes fueled by the nation's space scientists have furthered national progress and empowered countless lives. Union Minister of State Independent Charge for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh lauded ISRO on its latest achievement. Campaigning for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections has reached its peak as only 2 days are left for it to close. Senior leaders of both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan addressed several election rallies in poll-bound constituencies. Star campaigner of BJP and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a mega roadshow in capital city Patna from Dinkar Golambar to historic Gandhi Maidan this evening. During the more than 1.5 kilometer long roadshow, people, especially women and NDA workers, welcomed the Prime Minister. During the event, Prime Minister sought support from people for NDA candidates. Voting for 121 assembly constituencies in the first phase will be held on the 6th of November. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has said, any act of violence will not be tolerated and voters will be able to cast their votes peacefully and freely during Bihar assembly elections. The CEC told reporters in Kanpur that the ECI will deal sternly in such conditions. He said all the voters will be able to cast their votes peacefully, freely and transparently, adding that the Election Commission is fully prepared for this. President Draupadi Murmu participated in various programs in Dehradun and Haridwar on the first day of her three-day visit to Uttarakhand today. She addressed a convocation ceremony of Patanjali University in Haridwar. The president said, India's great personalities have made invaluable contributions to the development of human culture. She added that Maharshi Patanjali, the greatest of sages, cultivated the mind through yoga, speech through grammar, and removed impurities from the body through Ayurveda.
इस विश्वविद्यालय द्वारा महर्षि पतंजलि की महती परंपरा को आज के समाज के लिए सुलभ कराया जा रहा है योग एवं आयुर्वेद के प्रचार प्रसार में इस योगदान की मैं सराहना करती हूँ मुझे बताया गया है कि इस विश्वविद्यालय द्वारा योग पद्धति आयुर्वेद एवं प्राकृतिक चिकित्सा के क्षेत्र में शिक्षा एवं अनुसंधान को आगे बढ़ाया जा रहा है
Our Dehradun correspondent reports that the president also inaugurated various projects in Dehradun today. In Rajasthan, more than 15 people were killed in a road accident that took place in the Mathoda police station area in Phalodi district. The accident occurred when a bus carrying pilgrims rammed into a stationary trailer on the road, killing several people on the spot. 3 to 4 passengers were seriously injured. The bus carrying devotees from Jodhpur was returning after visiting Kolayat in Bikaner when the accident happened near Mathoda. The injured were immediately taken to a local hospital for first aid and those critically injured were referred to Jodhpur. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma has expressed grief on the incident and directed officials to ensure proper treatment for the injured. After 3 months of net withdrawals, foreign investors pumped in 14,610 crore rupees into the Indian equity markets in October. As per the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors, that is FPIs, also invested 3,507 crore rupees into the Indian debt markets in October, making the net investment into the Indian capital markets to 18,117 crore rupees in October. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Indian women have set a target of 299 runs for South Africa in the summit clash at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai. In reply, Australia were 94 for 2 in 17 overs when reports last came in. India scored 298 for the loss of 7 wickets in 50 overs, with Shefali Verma hitting 87 and DP Sharma scoring 58 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.